It's Pensacola right now.
This is about the number 45,000. 38,000 students, 7,000 employees. And you can rest assured that every day when we come to work, that's what we're going to be committed to. We're going to give our students the best opportunity we can, and we're going to treat and support our employees every day like they are doing God's work.
That was the voice of Keith Leonard, who this afternoon was voted in as the new superintendent of Escambia County Schools on an interim basis, the contract going from June 1 of 2023 to June of 2024. At the very least, I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Welcome to Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Big story of the day today is that Escambia County School Board meeting will have full recap audio from Keith Leonard. Also, Dr. Sheena Payne, after about 2 hours of public comment, very heated public comment, some arguing for Dr. Payne, some arguing for Mr. Leonard. At the end of the day, it was Dr. Sheena Payne who kind of put the lid on all of this and got a standing ovation from the crowd, and you will hear snippets of why that was here today. But the superintendent moving forward for Escambia County Schools is going to be Keith Leonard. The text line is open for your reaction, 437-1620. And as we get started here on a Tuesday, hope you've had a good Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps today's your first day back in. Let's see how the roads and our weather is looking. Gracie?
Well, we do have slow-moving traffic on West Fairfield Drive at Hollywood Avenue. This is due to an accident. So we have slowdowns in both directions. Again, Fairfield at Hollywood. On our major interstates, I-10, I-110, nothing to slow you down, as well as 98 looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We have overcast skies right now in Pensacola, 80 degrees in Pensacola with mostly cloudy skies tonight in a low of 70. We're going to actually be seeing some rain tomorrow and Thursday, so keep that in mind. Wednesday night into all day Thursday, expect some rain. But we're looking good right now. If you do see something else on the roads, just call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Already hit on one of our top three stories, the Escambia School Board, who is still meeting. That meeting started at 1 o'clock. As they are just tying up on what the contractual language will look like as they move towards Keith Leonard being the new interim superintendent for a period of at least a year moving forward. Another big story happening right here in Florida. Police in Hollywood still are looking for two suspects in a mass shooting last night that left 9 people injured.
People come to a holiday, enjoy a holiday weekend on the beach with their families, and to have people in complete reckless disregard of the safety of the public, and to have an altercation with guns in a public setting with thousands of people around them is beyond reckless.
That's Mayor Josh Levy. Says 4 of the victims were minors, including one that was just a year old. He says 2 groups started fighting and shooting at each other in a busy beach area. One suspect is already in custody.
A number of congressional Republicans are lining up in opposition of the debt ceiling deal. That includes Texas Chip Roy and Florida's Matt Gaetz. Roy says that there are basically no budget cuts in the deal. Instead, spending levels will be frozen.
Here locally, of course, much more throughout the show on the Escambia School Board meeting as it is still in progress. Also today, we're getting a couple of updates on a couple of recent shootings that have happened. We heard from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons with some new information on that shooting at the Days Inn on Lavelle Way yesterday. Simmons says it all started when 2 people who were staying at the hotel had a previous beef and ran into each other in the hotel lobby.
They happened to be, one's checking out, and one looks like he's checking out as well, and then they ran into each other in the lobby. And they ended up exchanging gunfire and resulted in the death of one individual.
Simmons also identifying that suspect as Devin Smith, who they are looking for. The person who was killed was reportedly out on bond on a previous homicide charge. The victim's hotel room was searched, and Simmons says drugs and around $6,000 in cash was on hand. Also, we received new information today regarding a shooting on Friday that led to a 16-year-old found dead. And investigators in that case are saying that it is possibly due to self-defense. That shooting on Friday night on Murphy Lane, where deputies found the victim near the roadway with the gunshot wound to the head. Investigators had said two armed 16-year-olds were reportedly robbing people in the area, and they believe that somebody called for help and that the person who showed up exchanged gunfire with the 16-year-olds. Nobody has been charged at this time. Hurricane season just 2 days away. June 1st is the first day of this year's hurricane season. We already have a disturbance out in the Gulf, although it's not expected to form into anything major. But it's certainly good to know that weather hurricane forecasters are calling for a below-average season, above-average season.
There are still going to be hurricanes, and we've been saying it a lot in our office. All it takes is one. I mean, Sally was the one storm that came through after a while of not having a lot of storms come through. All it takes is one, and it could still be a slow season, but somewhat, the hurricane's going to land somewhere.
That's Escambia's Public Information Officer Davis Wood earlier on Pep Talk. Just a little after 4:15, we'll take a brief timeout for a look at the roads and first warning weather.
Only intersection to watch out for at the moment is going to be Fairfield and Hollywood Avenue, still showing slowdowns due to an accident. We do have an accident at 98 in West Pensacola off of Bauer Road. Not seeing too bad of slowdowns because of it, but there is a roadblock, so it may be forming some traffic in just a bit here. But if you do see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. It is overcast and 80 in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at other headlines happening around the state of Florida, a man who disappeared from a Carnival cruise ship off the coast is still missing. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's conducting a search for the 35-year-old who went overboard early yesterday at about 186 miles east of Jacksonville. Cruise line officials say security cameras show him leaning over the railing of his stateroom balcony and dropping into the water a little after 4 a.m.
And jury selection is starting tomorrow for the trial of the Parkland School resource officer who was on duty at the time of the 2018 massacre. The judge is holding off on a decision about whether they will go onto the crime scene. The attorney of the former Broward County officer, Deputy Scott Peterson, wants the jury to tour the outside of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High only. If they are allowed outside, prosecutors want them to be in the building as well.
A man caught on camera yelling racial slurs and waving a gun at a group of black teens is accepting a plea deal. Mark Bartlett was in court today and apologized for the confrontation.
I apologize for my conduct that day. I was wrong to use those words and regret the pain that my words have caused anyone around or anyone that has seen them, and sincerely apologize.
And he'll serve 20 years of probation, perform 320 hours of community service, and will be banned from contacting any of the victims. A look at what's happening around the world today. President Biden says he's discussed F-16 fighter jets and Sweden's bid to join NATO with Turkish President Recep Erdogan. Biden called Erdogan to congratulate him on winning re-election over the weekend. Turkey is seeking to buy F-16s while the U.S. wants them to vote in favor of Sweden joining NATO to further isolate Russia as it wages war on Ukraine.
And the impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. Those who prosecute the case are made up of 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats. Paxton, a Republican, is temporarily suspended after GOP-controlled Texas House voted to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice.
Governor Ron DeSantis is in Iowa today, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is now preparing to launch his presidential campaign. According to multiple reports, allies of Christie have created a super PAC to support him during the primary season.
nearly 5 years after 11 people were shot to death in a Petersburg area Tree of Life synagogue. The trial of their accused killer starts today. 12 jurors and six alternatives were officially seated last week. Federal prosecutors are looking to convict Robert Bowers on 63 separate counts of connection with the 2018 mass shooting.
And air travel over the Memorial Day weekend was over pre-pandemic levels. That's according to the TSA. Agents screened close to 9.8 million people at airports across the U.S., 300,000 more than the same long weekend in 2019 before the COVID pandemic. It's 4:20. We'll take a break, come back, a look at your texts, and a busy day around the world today, including right here at home, as the Escambia County School District Board is still in session, but we do know that Keith Leonard will be the superintendent moving forward. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola Right Now with Gracie and Joe. 4:25 right now. We're going to get a quick look at our roads. Busy day throughout Pensacola on our roads. And we're still seeing some minor accidents that are causing delays on 98. This is going to be in West Pensacola right off of Bauer Road. We do have an accident that's causing slowdowns in both directions right near the Tom Thumb. So keep that in mind. And then on the other side of Bauer, this is going to be on Sorrento Road. We also have an accident that's slowing things down as you move in the westbound direction. So just keep that in mind that those two areas are going to be showing slowdowns on top of your typical afternoon delays. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Over the next few days, there is a chance for rain in the area. Look for some clouds tonight and a low of around 70. Highs over the next couple days will mainly be in the middle 80s. It'll be sun and clouds. Rain chance on Wednesday is about 20 to 30%. That does bump up to about 50% on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Weather is looking great right now for Bands on the Beach, which is happening tonight. Make your way out to Pensacola Beach tonight for Bands on the Beach. That's thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. And this week is going to be Christy D's Bad Juju taking the stage. Top 40 songs from the 60s to present, Motown and Obscure, performed the way you want to hear them. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing this hour with some national headlines, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is threatening to charge the FBI director with contempt of Congress if the agency doesn't hand over internal documents Republicans say may link President Biden to a criminal scheme.
Comer subpoenaed the document that he's requested. We have jurisdiction over the FBI, which they seem to act like we do not.
The FBI has refused to comply with Congressman James Comer's subpoena, demanding the agency produce forms which are used to document unverified information obtained from confidential sources.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will sign a recreational marijuana bill into law today. The proposal lets those 21 and older have up to 2 pounds of marijuana at home and 2 ounces elsewhere. The bill does not legalize public consumption of marijuana, and the proposal also expunges the sentences of residents convicted of marijuana crimes.
Russia claims drones hit Moscow residential areas for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine.
A rare drone attack. City officials say several buildings sustained minor damage. Some residents were evacuated, but no serious injuries. The Russian Ministry of Defense says 8 aircraft-type unmanned aerial vehicles were involved in the attack and were destroyed.
That's NBC's Molly Hunter. The mayor of Moscow says the strikes today caused damage to some buildings and forced residents to evacuate homes. It comes 4 weeks after Russia claimed drones targeted the Kremlin in what it was, they say was an assassination attempt on President Putin.
And more stories from Carnival Cruise Line. Passengers on board the recent Carnival cruise might rethink going on another one after their ship was rocked by rough weather over the weekend. One passenger said that it felt like the captain's cruised directly into the eye of the storm. The storm delayed the carnival's sunshine from returning to port in South Carolina. Water and debris filled parts of the ship as some passengers were taking note of where to find life jackets.
I happened to see the video of that. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. Yeah, I mean, I'm generally opposed to spending any sort of time out in the deep sea just because, I mean, things like that can happen. There's always the just, I guess, general fear of the unknown. But yeah, some video that passengers took of the seas that they were in was, I'm just glad I like dry land. And, you know, I've got a pool about 200 yards away from where my apartment is. So that's good enough for me right there. Texts are coming in. Reaction to the Escambia County School Board meeting, which is still ongoing. Looks like they're through the agenda, but they're having some public comment at the end of the meeting. But this meeting went 2 hours with just public comment. A lot of heated discussion over whether it would be Keith Leonard or Dr. Sheena Payne. Ultimately, this kind of got resolved when the board gave the opportunity to Dr. Payne to address the board. And she, I don't want to say gave up the chance, but she basically said, hey, I'm good with where I'm at. I'm happy to support and be alongside of Keith Leonard if he wants to be the guy, if he is the guy. And he got she got a standing ovation after a very passionate speech. So that was good to see. Probably could have avoided all that public comment if they had given her and Dr. Leonard or Keith Leonard the opportunity to speak before the public. But that's just not how the agenda went. Texter says, I missed a golden opportunity to make a fortune selling popcorn at the school board meeting. Yep, they go pretty long.
It's Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3 for Pensacola right now. 4:36, hope you're having a great Tuesday. That kind of feels like a Monday, but roads are actually looking pretty good right now. Getting a look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and our slowdowns on 98 near Bowers Road has cleared up, as well as Sorrento Road heading westbound. You're just going to see your typical afternoon traffic now. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at weather, we do have some overcast skies right now. It's 80 in Pensacola, mostly cloudy for the rest of the evening with a low of 70. But radar is looking good. If you're heading out to bands on the beach, that shouldn't cancel anything or anything like that. So if you do see something, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories. If you're just joining us, a number of congressional Republicans are lining up in opposition to the debt ceiling deal, and among those include Florida's Matt Gaetz. Also, Texas's Chip Roy says there are basically no budget cuts in the deal. Instead, spending levels would be frozen. The House is expected to vote on the bill tomorrow. Police in Hollywood, Florida, still looking for two suspects in a mass shooting last night that left 9 people injured. Mayor Josh Levy
had adequate staffing, dozens and dozens of officers. Quite frankly, where this incident occurred, there was officers in the immediate area that were able to respond immediately.
4 victims were minors, including one that was just a year old. Levy says 2 groups started fighting and shooting at each other in a busy beach area. They do have 1 suspect already in custody. And here locally, the Escambia School Board approving Keith Leonard as the interim superintendent. That coming after 2 hours of public comment, ultimately voting 5-0 to appoint him as interim superintendent. The decision following a passionate speech by Dr. Sheena Payne.
Enough is enough. Stop. Let's reevaluate so we can walk away when it's all said and done and answer the question, and how are the children? And our response will be, all of the children are well. Now, we got work to do. I can serve. I'll serve under Mr. Leonard. I'll serve under whoever you put there.
And the speech that she gave got a standing ovation at the end of it. Also, the crowd applauding Keith Leonard following his address to the board there. Very impassionate public comment portion that, again, lasted a couple of hours with both supporters of Sheena Payne and Keith Leonard. But ultimately, it was Payne who kind of brought everybody together, and that is what led to Keith Leonard getting the appointment. Looking at the world of sports today, not a whole lot going on other than Major League Baseball as far as live sporting events. That's because both the NBA and NHL playoff series wrapped up last night. The Miami Heat are back in the NBA Finals, making their seventh appearance in the finals after beating the Boston Celtics 103-84 in Game 7 yesterday. The Heat will open the NBA Finals in Denver, taking on the Nuggets. Game 1 is on Thursday. Also, the Florida Panthers are now set to face the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1 will be Saturday in Vegas after the Golden Knights beat the Stars 6-0. In Game 6, winning the final series 4-2. Major League Baseball tonight, all games later on. The Marlins and the Padres is the earliest one. They get started at 5:40. Other games of note, the Atlanta Braves are out in Oakland taking on the Athletics starting at 8:40. The Rays and the Cubs are set to start at 7:05. And a bit later on ESPN+, the Nationals are in L.A. taking on the Dodgers. That one starts at 9:10. The SEC having their spring meetings in Destin this week, and they could vote on moving forward with an 8 or 9 game conference schedule. The 8 game schedule would feature one permanent opponent and 7 rotating ones, while a 9 game slate would include 3 permanent opponents and 6 rotating. Wonder what your thoughts are on that. Text line 437-1620. If you were an SEC fan. And it was an emotional return to the mound for White Sox reliever Liam Hendricks last night. He received several ovations from both his team and the Angels, along with the crowd, as he pitched for the first time since recovering from Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was diagnosed in December. His goal was to come back without being placed on the 60-day injured list, which he was able to do. Awesome moment in Chicago last night. A new warning about traveling to Mexico for plastic surgery. Health experts say there's an outbreak of fungal meningitis, an illness that can be deadly. The outbreak has been linked to plastic surgery centers in the Mexican town of Matamoros, which is right across the border from Brownsville, Texas. The CDC has issued a travel warning after 2 patients died.
There's a new warning about traveling to Mexico for plastic surgery. Health experts say there's an outbreak of fungal meningitis, an illness that can be deadly. The outbreak has been linked to plastic surgery centers in Mexico in the town of Matamoros, which is right across the border of Brownsville, Texas. The CDC issued a travel warning after 2 patients died.
And also, the search is on for a tooth that dates back to the Ice Ages in California. A woman spotted it on a beach near San Jose and posted photos of it on Facebook. An expert identified the 1-foot-long mastodon tooth in the sand and went looking for it, but didn't find a thing. Scientists hope that a visitor picked it up and will return the tooth to the Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History to be studied and displayed. If you found a giant mastodon tooth out at Pensacola Beach, would you turn it in, or would you keep it for yourself, or maybe sell to the highest bidder? I don't know if there may be rules on that, or you may not legally be able to keep it. I don't know.
I think I would pick it up if I took a picture and posted it on Facebook, but I think if they asked for it for the museum, I'll be like, okay, yeah. Like,
all right.
What am I going to do with this tooth?
Exactly. Looking at what's going on in pop culture today, this Friday will be the 1-month mark for the ongoing Writers Guild of America strike, which shows no signs of reaching an end. Hollywood screenwriters called a strike for the first time in 15 years after negotiations stalled over increased pay for around 11,500 union members. The union rejected proposals across the board from the WGA regarding residuals from streaming services and higher minimum pay as well.
And if you're hoping to become a millionaire, there's still a chance. The Powerball jackpot is rolling over. With no grand prize winner in Monday night's drawing, the jackpot jumps to $239 million. That's just over $121 million if you take the cash option. Meanwhile, there's still time to buy a $2 ticket for tonight's Mega Millions drawing. That jackpot stands at $187 million.
Tonight is one of 4 nights of the year to see Manhattan Henge. If you're like, what in the world is that? Well, it's... there's only 4 nights a year, and it started yesterday. I believe yesterday was the first night, and then there's 2 other nights in July where the sunset lines up perfectly with Manhattan's east-west cross streets. So apparently this is a big deal. I would imagine that people probably go to New York City specifically for this so they can see this four times a year phenomenon. But thousands are expected to be out later on this evening with phones, cameras, and tripods to see the setting sun. And if you are so inclined to say, hey, I would love to see this, and I know that there's two upcoming nights in July, here is the expert tip, is that the best spot to view it is as far east as possible. That still has views of New Jersey from across the Hudson River. So I don't know specifically where in Manhattan that would be, but there's the intel that you need.
Sounds like a photographer's dream.
Yes.
And Ed Sheeran is just a giver these days.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran made a surprise appearance at an Atlanta brewery on Saturday. He poured pints and sang a few tunes hours before his headlining stadium show in Atlanta. The British star also shared a video to its Instagram that showed him stopping by Sweetwater Brewing Company the same day as he was set to play the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
So he did it in Georgia, and then he did that a couple of weeks ago before his show in Tampa, where he surprised the group of high school band students and played them a concert. Everybody's just in a giving mood for concerts and instruments and beers and everything. So
yep.
Good to see that out of the top singers and artists in our society. How about some wacky stuff? Oh, well, let's get traffic and weather first.
Just shy of 445, we're looking at great right now on our roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. Nothing too bad to slow you down unless you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach. It's going to be slow moving on the causeway. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Over the next few days, there is a chance for rain in the area. Look for some clouds tonight and a low of around 70. Highs over the next couple of days will mainly be in the middle 80s. It'll be sun and clouds. Rain chance on Wednesday is about 20 to 30%. That does bump up to about 50% on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So I have heard about this and I have seen video of it. There is a thing in England. It's an annual competition that I believe happens around this time, a Memorial Day weekend, even though they don't have Memorial Day over in England. And I believe the town in England is called Gloucester, but it's spelled like Gloucester or Gloucester or something like that. But I believe it's Gloucester. But it's basically people just rolling down a hill. And it's like a cheese roll where they have like this wheel of cheese and your objective is simply to get the wheel of cheese down the hill, this massive hill, as quickly as possible. So you have to chase after your wheel of cheese and hope that you stay upright the whole time, and nobody does.
And yeah, I saw a video of it, and the hill is like 45 degrees.
It's not like
deep down.
Yeah. And so you roll your cheese, and then, you know, it goes a little bit. I mean, ideally, you'd love to get the perfect roll where it just rolls all the way down, but it just doesn't happen that way. And so you follow after it, and then you oftentimes become tumbling even more length than the wheel of cheese. And so a Canadian woman won the cheese roll despite being knocked out in the process. Participants, like we were saying, run down a very deep, steep hill after the wheel of cheese. Delaney Irving made it to the bottom first, but she was knocked unconscious on the hillside. Footage from the event shows the teen landing face first on the grassy slope, knocking herself unconscious, but still managing. So she wasn't even awake when, am I understanding that right? She was knocked out, but still her body inertia was carrying her towards the finish line and she finished?
Yes. Yeah, so I watched an interview of her and she said, I just remember tumbling down. I remember hitting my head and then I woke up under the tent and she was the winner. But she said she would do it again.
I'm good. Now that I remember it, I'm good. I remember running and then I hurt my head. And then I woke up in the tent despite the injuries. I think it's worth it.
That remains to be seen whether it was worth it or not. I would love to know what the prize money was. Maybe that would change my opinion, but I feel like the fact that she probably took a good solid 20 years off of her cognitive abilities would make me think that maybe it's not worth it, but to each their own.
She was flying down that hill.
I need to see the video. In the break, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, for sure. Last wacky story before we take a quick break. A Florida man was charged with attempted murder after stabbing his roommate in the neck while dressed up as a cat. The cat-dressed assassin was upset at the roommate for allegedly hurting his actual cat, but the roommate denies it. According to the arrest report, the victim was in his room on Tuesday when his roommate, Omar, 32 years old, walked up behind him when wearing a cat suit, then plunged a knife into the back of the roommate's neck. The roommate called 911. When detectives spoke to the victim in the hospital, he explained that earlier that week, Omar said he was not above killing the victim. He claims that the roommate hurt his actual cat, which he denies. So, weird story out of Florida.
Dexter, by the way, says, I hope she at least got to keep the cheese.
I think they do get to keep the cheese, but you would think it would be way bigger than it actually is.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that big, but yeah, being a cheese.
But, I mean, yeah, you want to keep that, and, you know, I imagine you have your close friends over, say, hey, bring a favorite sleeve of your crackers, because, you know, I paid dearly for this prize. So,
yeah.
450 right now. We'll take a break, come back with some good news. We got some good sports news and, of course, a recap of the Escambia School Board decision for an interim superintendent. Looks like the meeting just ended. So it went almost, let's see, it's 5, so almost 4 hours long today. We'll be back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola Right Now with Gracie and Joe. Of course, on the fives, we're going to get a quick look at our traffic and weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns throughout our area, and we're also looking good on 98 with no major slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, it's overcast right now with 80 degrees in Pensacola, mostly cloudy skies for the rest of this evening and a low of 70. Coming up tomorrow night and into Thursday is when we're going to be seeing the rain for this week. If you do see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. It's 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And just about 4 minutes now until we hit the A block of Channel 3 News at 5. So looking forward to their recap of the school board meeting as well as everything else happening here locally. Top three stories, congressional Republicans, a number of them say that they are not supporting the debt ceiling bill, and that includes Texas's Chip Roy and Florida's Matt Gaetz. They will vote on it tomorrow, and if that passes, it would go to the Senate before President Biden signs it. They're hoping to have a deal done and signed by the end of the week in order to avoid the default date, which would be next Monday, June 5th. Police in Hollywood, Florida, still looking for two suspects in a mass shooting last night that left 9 people injured. The police say they already have one suspect in custody. 4 of the 9 victims were minors, including one that was just a year old. And here in Escambia County, the school board approving Keith Leonard as the interim superintendent on a 5-0 vote. His term will officially start on June 1st, and it's expected to last at least a year until June of 2024. And they'll now move forward with agreeing on a contract with Mr. Leonard to see him take over for Dr. Tim Smith, whose final day as superintendent will be tomorrow. Good news. We've got some Canadian woman who, nope, that's that was last segment. A teenager who was shot and wounded after knocking on the door of the wrong house in Kansas City made his first public appearance yesterday. Ralph Jarl joined hundreds of others at the 36th annual Going the Distance for Brain Injury Memorial Day Run. The event supports the Brain Injury Association of Kansas and Greater Kansas City. Jarl is continuing to recover from the shooting last month. He is suffering from migraines and balance issues, but good to see him out and taking part in that event yesterday.
and 26 high schoolers in Michigan spent their school year building a house for someone. The school, Oakland School Technical Campus in Northeast, does this every year to give real-world experience to kids who want to learn a trade, and also provides a family with affordable housing.
And also in the sports world, emotional return to the mound for the Chicago White Sox relief pitcher, Liam Hendricks. It was back in December when he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He publicly announced that diagnosis in January. And he said at the time his goal was to come back without being placed on the 60-day injured list, and he was able to accomplish that goal. He returned to the mound yesterday, pitching for the White Sox against the LA Angels. He received several standing ovations, both from him, for his team, the Angels, and the Memorial Day crowd as well. So congratulations to Liam Hendricks returning to what he loves to do in defeating Hodgkin's lymphoma. For 1 hour down, we now turn to Channel 3 for their top of the 5 o'clock hour newscast, and we'll be back in about 12 minutes with a look at everything happening in the world today, and that includes more from the Escambia School Board meeting, plenty of audio from that, your reactions. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.